might want to sit so you can see the pictures, or if you can turn around, because we're going to have pictures in a few minutes. Can we move that, Josie?
Let's move this kiddo. Thank you, Shirley.
Okay. Here. Let's get this so you can be comfortable. You're okay. Well, good morning. I'm glad to see all of you here. I have a question for you. Have you ever had a time where you felt like the devil was just dogging your heels? That's the kind of week my husband and I had. He was dogging our heels. We had things coming at us from every direction the whole week. Now, that term, dogging at the heels, comes from sheepdog herding sheep. They stay very close to the sheep. They don't leave the sheep. And if a ewe sheep gets away, if they try and go their own direction, or they just stand there and refuse to go, that dog will go up to that ewe and it'll snap and bite at its heels. And it will continue to do that and just get really close until that sheep will go right back with the rest of the flock. That dog will change the direction that that sheep wants to go. And that's what the devil was trying to do to us this week. And I'll come back to that in just a little bit and tell you how I solved that problem. But I want to tell you about an animal that had something dogging its heels. When we lived on the coast, we homeschooled our daughter for the first year and a half. And when we moved to Yonkala, she was an only child, so we thought we would put her in this school up here. Now, that school looks like a barn, and some of the kids called it a barn, but it was a school, and I want you to look at the top right of the building. See that tall thing sticking up? That's the chimney. Well, this school was heated by a furnace. Now, do you know what a furnace is? A furnace is kind of like a big metal box that's on the wall, and the front bottom of it, the heat is blown out by a fan. And in this school, there were two classrooms. There was the downstairs classroom for the lower grades, and there was right on top of it another classroom for the older kids. And on top of that was an attic, and behind that was the gym. Well, the children in the lower grades, the younger children, loved to huddle around that heater and feel that warm air that came out. And one day, as they were doing that, we heard scratching inside of that heater. What in the world could that be? Now, when you have an old building like this and a big old attic, the first things that you think about are bats, rats, and mice. And likely they were all there. But it was still very loud. Probably too loud for those small of animals. But the heater was closed up, and we didn't know what it was, and it would come and go. And school went on during the day, and towards the end of the day, when almost all the kids had gone home, Teacher Chadwick from upstairs class came down, and he opened the furnace to check it out and see what it was. And this is what he pulled out of the furnace. Oh, can you see that? An owl! That poor owl had gotten down into the chimney, worked his way down into the furnace, but he couldn't get out because the chimney was so narrow and his wingspan was so big. There's no way he could get out. Even though he had claws, he couldn't scratch his way up. He wasn't strong enough to do that. It was a long chimney. And sad to say, there were other owls that did the same thing, but they weren't in such good shape. But Mr. Owl here, he was quite alive. And Mr. Chadwick gave him a few moments to kind of get his bearings, and all of a sudden, Mr. Owl did what owls do. Have you ever seen their head when they turn it so funny? He looked right at Mr. Chadwick, and his eyes were big. And Mr. Chadwick kind of freaked out inside because he didn't know what this owl was going to do. Was it going to bite him? Well, it was a nice owl, and he was scared. He was just checking out Mr. Chadwick. Who was this guy who was so close to him? And so Mr. Chadwick gave him a few moments, and then he took him outside, and he released him. Now, Mr. Owl probably hadn't had food in a while, and he seemed like he was kind of slow. So he flew to the closest tree to get some shelter. And just as he got close to that tree, all these little birds came out and started dogging his heels. They bit at him, and they dove at him, and they screeched and squawked at him. Poor Mr. Owl had to leave the shelter of that tree and find new shelter. And they followed him, and they dogged his heels. And poor Mr. Owl finally found a tree a little bit farther away where he found shelter and was left alone. This is what he would look like when he was clean. Quite a difference, huh? Well, now back to the beginning of the story I shared with you. Yesterday, as Fridays sometimes can go, the devil was really dogging me big time. And I got kind of tired of it. And I had to run some errands in our town, and I did something that I love to do. I got in my car, and I plugged in a CD of music about God. And I cranked that thing up, and I prayed to God, and I said, "Will you please accept my worship, and will you sing with me?" And guess what happened? Pretty soon, I couldn't hear God singing with me, but peace filled me. And our car was filled with music, and my head was filled with praise to God. And there was no room left near me for the devil to come and dog my heels anymore. So, did you know that the Bible says that Jesus is our shelter and our strong tower? And we can run to him for protection? Did you know that we are also told in many places that when we go to heaven, the garments, the clothes that we will wear, girls, the clothes that we will wear will be woven with praise and thanksgiving? Jesus' character will be wrapped around us. So I want to encourage you, when you have those times where you feel like the devil is dogging at your heels, run to Jesus, give him praise and thanksgiving, sing songs to him. And this morning, I brought each one of you a little song that's praising God, and you can learn this song, and some of you may already know it, and then you can keep the devil from dogging at your heels, okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much that no matter what the devil does, no matter how close he tries to come and change our direction, you are stronger than he is, that you will be our shelter. And I just ask that you would help each of these boys and girls to always remember to run to you for shelter, to praise your name, see the beauty in you, and be filled with your spirit, that the devil will be kept away. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, don't forget to pick up the offering in the chapel.